Whether you're stuck in traffic, in your corporate grind, in your business, or just in life in general, this podcast is where we focus on happening to life instead of letting life happen to us. I'm your host, Lila Higgins, visibility coach, designer, wife, mom, and fan of seeing women just like you get unstuck. Join me each day as I talk about topics like money, limiting beliefs, and purpose. And at the end of the week, I'll give you one simple action step that you can take right now to move towards the business you've been dreaming of. Let's get unstuck together. Hey friends, and welcome back to another episode of Don't Be Stuck. Happy Wednesday. I hope your week is going well. Today we're talking about how do you find your people? Because I know you probably hear it a lot where it's like, talk to your audience, you know, give them great resources, find out what they need. But you're like, how do I know who my people are? So I always like to think about your people as really like a single or a couple of people. You're not thinking like everyone who follows you on Instagram or everyone who's a part of your LinkedIn profile or everyone at work or all my friends. Like, there's a very specific subset of the people that you know now that are good fits for whatever you're going to be creating. That means you probably know 2 to 3 of them. And it's okay to build a program around 2 or 3 people. Like, that is a really actually a good spot to be because you have a very close proximity to those 3 very similar type of people. But if you're looking at your audience or just the people around you and you're just like, I don't know which ones I can serve or who I can help, I want you to close your eyes for a minute. Unless you're driving, obviously don't close your eyes. But I want you to picture a Venn diagram, with 4 circles instead of 3. I don't know if that has a name, but picture it with 4 areas. And where all these circles overlap is your people and the people that you want to go after. And one of the circles has the people that are just currently around you. It's just everyone you know who has any sort of relationship with you, whether that's professional or personal or familial or whatever. All of the people around you are in this one circle. Then another circle next to that is the people who have a need that you can solve. So think back through times that you've supported friends, times that you've been there for family, times that you've helped someone work through a problem. This will not necessarily be the offer that you have, but it will give you some insight into why and what you like to do and why you like to do it. And then the third circle is going to be the people that gravitate towards you. So these aren't just people that you know or that are acquaintances, and they're not just the people that know that you know you can help. They're also the people that are just like kind of drawn to you. They approach you a lot, they reach out to you a lot, maybe they're the ones in your inbox or your DMs, and they seem to really enjoy being around you and learning from you and gleaning from you. And then that last circle in our fictitious Venn diagram is the people who take our advice. So it's really hard to have an audience that gravitates towards you, they're around you, obviously in proximity, and they also, you know, have a need you can solve, but that they don't actually take the steps to solve it. So you're going to get people in your life who are like, oh, I could really use help with my finances. You know, I really want to figure out how to invest or, you know, do whatever it is that you're going to be offering them. But then they don't actually take any steps to make that happen. And you don't want to work with apathetic people. You do not want to be in the business of convincing people that your offer is worth it and convincing them that they need to make this change. You want to address a problem that they definitely want to address themselves. So maybe as I've talked through these 4 types of people in your life, you've thought of a few specific people. Maybe it's a coworker you're close with, or your best friend, or your mom, or even an acquaintance that you were introduced to and you don't know super well. I'd encourage you to make a list of those people, reach out to them, and really talk them through, hey, I'm wanting to create something here. What did I help you with? And then listen. And don't listen with expectation. Don't listen where you're like, oh, I know I helped this one woman through her divorce, and you know, I was just a really good friend to her and helped her process that and heal from that. Don't put your words in their mouth. Listen to what they say. If you can, record the call or take notes as they're talking, and actually turn their sentences and their conversations back into sales copy for your program. It feels magical because it kind of is. When you really listen to people and you repeat back to them what they say, you confirm that you're trustworthy and that they can trust you and that they can invest with you. Maybe you already know what you're going to offer, but maybe you don't. And if you don't, starting with the people that are around you, that gravitate towards you, that take your advice and that have a need that you can solve for them, are the perfect people to start with. when you're crafting that offer. So what's come up for you? Maybe you're thinking, oh, I don't know if I can really help those people, or I'm not super qualified to help those people. Or, you know, maybe you're thinking, well, I got to go get the certificate to be able to help with that specific situation, or I have to have this experience that's going to, you know, work better for me. I'm going to stop you right there and remind you that you don't need more outside sources qualifying you as a person who can serve other people. Let me say that again. You do not need other sources, other outside sources qualifying you to serve other people. Offer ideation is a lot easier when you know who you're talking to. If you're just like, I want to be a life coach and help women overcome overwhelm, like, that's great. But do you actually have the woman in mind that you can help? What does overwhelm mean to her? How does she describe it? Does she talk about it in a way that is totally different than your context? Does she say, I'm stressed? Does she use different verbiage? Does she use different jargon for her specific situation? You don't know, because you don't actually know that woman. She's just this fictitious avatar in your mind that you're like, oh, if I put it out there, like, she'll come find me. That's not how it works. You have to build something for someone specifically, put it out there, and start having conversations with women like her. So who are your people? I'd love to hear. If you want to reach out to me, as always, you can reach me by email at lila@thehigginscreative.com. That's Lila with an H at the end, like Delilah without the duh. lila@thehigginscreative.com. Or you can reach out to me on Instagram or any of the socials that you follow me on. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what it is that you want to create and who you're going to create it for. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to this episode of Don't Be Stuck. Just a reminder, here's how this podcast works. Each day of the week, we cover one of five of the most common topics that I've learned hold us back the most from creating our own dream version of our careers. Here's how it shuffles out. On Monday, we're going to talk about limiting beliefs. It's a great inspirational episode that's going to challenge your thinking. On Tuesdays, we're going to talk about finances and financial solutions to get you moving in the right direction with your money. Wednesdays, we're going to talk all about offer ideation and how to build an intriguing, well-branded, irresistible offer for your audience. Thursdays, we're going to address content and social media. This is going to be a mix of reviewing different platforms as well as content strategy ideas and inspiration. And then at the end of the week, I'll give you one simple action step that you can take right now to move towards the business you've been dreaming of. Let's get unstuck together.